Listen to the conversation between a mother and her daughter. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 6. Put a cross in the correct box. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, is an example. You will hear the recording twice. You will have 20 seconds at the end of the second recording to complete your answers. You now have 20 seconds to look at the task.
Today, Mrs. Lawrence told us about the school exchange and what to expect when you go to class.
What did she say?
She said students in France don't wear a uniform, so we can wear our own clothes. And girls don't have to wear skirts. They can wear jeans if they like.
Good, I think you'll like that, won't you?
Sure, it'll be a nice change. Anyway, she said that the exchange school head teacher is very strict and students have to wear appropriate clothes and they mustn't have crazy hairstyles.
Well, I can understand that. It won't be a problem for you.
Did you know that in France you have to call your teachers Monsieur and Madame? You cannot call them by their first names.
Really? I didn't know that. Do you have to stand up when a teacher comes into the room?
Not really, but you have to stop talking and greet the teacher. And we have to keep mobile phones off at all times at school. Mrs. Lawrence said we can bring them to school, but if the teachers see us using a mobile phone, they will take it away for the rest of the day.
Okay, I think it's right. What about lunch? Is there a school canteen? Does the school provide a packed lunch?
There's a school restaurant and exchange students get a voucher to eat there every day. Mrs. Lawrence said that the food is delicious. I'm very worried though. I don't like French food.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll find something you like. Will you be staying in host families during the exchange?
Yes. Mrs. Lawrence said we'll be staying with French families who live close to the school. What if I cannot understand what they say to me?
Just listen carefully and ask them to repeat if you don't understand. Don't worry, you'll be okay. Should you bring your family a little present?
She said we don't have to, but it's a nice thing to do. What shall I get?
Well, I guess the best thing is something to eat. Maybe you can bring some traditional Scottish biscuits.
Good idea, Mum. Thank you.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Today, Mrs. Lawrence told us about the school exchange and what to expect when you go to class.
What did she say?
She said students in France don't wear a uniform, so we can wear our own clothes. And girls don't have to wear skirts. They can wear jeans if they like.
Good, I think you'll like that, won't you?
Sure, it'll be a nice change. Anyway, she said that the exchange school head teacher is very strict and students have to wear appropriate clothes and they mustn't have crazy hairstyles.
Well, I can understand that. It won't be a problem for you.
Did you know that in France, you have to call your teachers Monsieur and Madame? You cannot call them by their first names.
Really? I didn't know that. Do you have to stand up when a teacher comes into the room?
Not really, but you have to stop talking and greet the teacher. And we have to keep mobile phones off at all times at school. Mrs. Lawrence said we can bring them to school, But if the teachers see us using a mobile phone, they will take it away for the rest of the day.
Okay, I think it's right. What about lunch? Is there a school canteen? Does the school provide a packed lunch?
There's a school restaurant, and exchange students get a voucher to eat there every day. Mrs. Lawrence said that the food is delicious. I'm very worried, though. I don't like French food.
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll find something you like. Will you be staying in host families during the exchange?
Yes. Mrs. Lawrence said we'll be staying with French families who live close to the school. What if I cannot understand what they say to me?
Just listen carefully and ask them to repeat if you don't understand. Don't worry, you'll be okay. Should you bring your family a little present?
She said we don't have to, but it's a nice thing to do. What shall I get?
Well, I guess the best thing is something to eat. Maybe you can bring some traditional Scottish biscuits.
Good idea, Mum. Thank you.